Hello.
Yeah, hi. Am I speaking with Wayne?
Yes, you are.
Hey, Wayne, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department.
Yes.
How you doing today?
I'm doing.
Good to hear, brother. Another day in paradise, right?
I'm trying.
That's right. Getting closer to Friday, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So we had an appointment yesterday for Google Guaranteed. I missed you, so I just left a voicemail. Is right now, though, is this a good time to go over it, or did you need to reschedule?
Well, I mean, I'm no longer at the shop. I'm home now.
Okay. So this is a good time, or?
Sure. Do you need me on the computer or anything, or no?
Not really. I mean, I send you everything in writing via email, and it's pretty easy to explain too, you know. So let me start off by just asking you, have you heard of Google Guaranteed before? Do you already know how it works?
Not really.
Okay. So what it is it's a pay-per-lead program directly through Google, and it's the best lead program on the market currently. Okay, and here's why. These leads from Google Guaranteed, okay, they're only sent to you. So you do not share the lead with other companies. And it comes through via phone call. Now, the kicker on it, and this is really why it's becoming so popular, you only pay for qualified leads. Meaning, when that lead calls you, Wayne, if you schedule an appointment with the lead, like if you schedule an estimate, or if you quote them, if you give them pricing over the phone, those are the only two things considered a qualified lead that you would be charged for. Okay,
Okay.
so if it's anything other than that, like let's say they call and it's out of your radius or a service you don't provide or a solicitation call, right? All of those are deemed as unqualified leads that you're automatically not charged for. It's nothing you have to do on your end. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's the only catch 22 there is I don't know of one customer who says come to my house without knowing a price. You know, because
Right.
these people are going to want estimates.
Right. So, you know, here's the thing. You're going to always know when it's a Google Guaranteed lead because it's going to come through on your phone as LSA lead, which
Okay.
means local service ad. And so you can try to push more for estimates, but if you do quote them, right, prior to going out there on the phone, Google's still going to ding you for that and they'll charge you for those
Okay.
leads, just like full disclosure,
All right.
you know.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I always like to just kind of explain that a little further too. The way Google knows, so every company that qualifies for Google Guaranteed, like they get approved for the Google Guaranteed section, they're going to have a green check mark next to their name when their leads are on. And the thing is the call, okay, it's not going to be your phone number showing. It's a Google rotating number, which will forward to your phone. Okay. And it's recorded by Google bots, so like an AI who automatically picks up if it's qualified or unqualified. So it's nothing you have to do on your end. You don't have to like spend your day
Okay.
disputing leads. Okay. All right. Now, there are a couple requirements to qualify for this platform. The main reason they call it Google Guaranteed isn't just because it's guaranteeing you leads. Okay. It's actually called that because it's guaranteeing the potential client of your work. Google's saying, hey, we
Okay.
guarantee this company. They even offer up to $2,000 of insurance if they book your services through Google Guaranteed. And Google's putting you at the top in your entire service area as long as you're licensed and or insured for those areas. Okay. So when I did a search for your verticals, which mean your category, it doesn't show me that there's a specific license required, but it does show me that insurance is required. So is the company
This is
currently
fine. I
insured?
have, yeah, we're insured. I think I just had to up them for TruSource. I think we're insured just under 10 million.
Okay, so you're golden there, and I'm sure you have like the Accord document, right? That you can
I do.
send.
I do.
Okay, awesome. The other requirement, any face-to-face employees, okay? In other words, if you have a big crew of guys, but you're the main person talking to the clients, it would just be you. You would have to go through a background check. Would that be fine?
That's fine.
Okay, perfect.
Yes.
I always feel awkward asking that one, but I have to.
I'm like, are you a criminal? When I have people come in for interviews, I got one guy who obviously I probably wouldn't be able to send on site. Mm-hmm. But you know what? He got a raw deal a couple years back.
Right.
Guy broke into his house. He shot the guy. Guy shot him. But because he shot the guy in the leg, it was a sign that the guy was trying to run away. That's why he shot him in the leg.
Wow, and he got charged for that when he broke into his house?
He went to prison.
Crazy, man. Yeah, I have...
It's like, you're kidding me.
I have a client who uses Google Guaranteed, and he, you know, he actually hires felons. Like, he's big on, like, second chances, and same type of deal. It's usually guys that have, like, rough spots, right? So I'll tell you what we did for him. We ran the background check on him, and we put, like, zero field workers, and he's been golden. Like, Google doesn't have, like, a van driving around checking up on it. You know what I'm saying? So as long as you'll pass the background check, you'll be good to go, basically, you know?
Oh, yeah. Because we're, I do hold the, as of 2 weeks ago, I do hold the Federal Bureau of Investigation service contract.
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
So
you'll pass the flying colors.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you're like military base or FBI cleared, like you'll pass Google's little background flying colors, I'm sure.
Oh, then you should have seen it. They looked into it and they said, before we run this, we need you to unfriend and block. They sent me a whole list.
No way. That's
I'm like,
crazy.
That's personal. He's like, I don't care. You'll fail. Oh, I'm like,
wow.
Shit, okay.
They even look at your friends, huh? That's crazy.
They do. They run a check on everyone I'm associated with and everyone they're associated with.
Wow. That's crazy, man. Some big guys. That's some good windows you're doing. So I did a search too. I wanted to make sure, because it looks like you qualify for two different verticals, which verticals are just categories. So you do a lot of garage door work too, right?
I do. I really want to get into the residential garage field.
Okay.
Because one, it's quick. Parts are readily available.
Okay.
And it's kind of, it's almost like me going back to my roots, honestly.
It's what you started with?
What I started with, yeah.
Wow.
Fucking,
that's cool.
I was 16, I'm 32, that's 17 years ago.
Hey, man, we're around the same, I'm 34. 1989, around the same age, you know?
Yeah.
You qualify, wait till you see the difference in the price per lead, too. It's kind of crazy. So, okay, so the garage door vertical, right, the subcategories on there, it's install garage door, repair garage door, replace springs, repair cable, like basically everything having to do with garage doors, right? The cost per qualified lead on that vertical is $16 per lead.
That's it?
Which is killer, yeah. Google does require a minimum budget. Okay. This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. You could always set a higher budget if you'd like, but the minimum I'm required to go over with you for the 13 leads is at $208. Okay.
Fuck, send it.
Yeah. Right? Man, that lead price is amazing. Now, the other vertical that you're qualified for, right, which is, window repair. This has window installation, window repair, board up, door installation, door repair, glass installation, skylight installation, skylight repair. The cost per qualified lead on that one is $64 per qualified lead.
Damn.
Crazy difference, you know? The minimum budget requirement for that one for 13 leads, because it's got to be 64 times 13, that's $832. Okay, so I'm gonna tell you two options, right? If you do both verticals, right, for the window repair and the garage door vertical, okay, We don't add the minimum budgets together. We go off the higher minimum budget, okay, which would be obviously the 832. And you're not going to, it's not going to add up to the 832 though, because your garage door leads are 16, your window repair leads are 64. So whatever remaining budget you have basically rolls over to the next month and we charge you the difference. Okay. So that's one option if you wanted to do both verticals. Or you could start even with just the garage door vertical, and you could add the window repair vertical in the future, whichever is more convenient for you, you know?
Well, I feel that the garage door I'd be able to focus more on and get my other guys tuned up for it, because it's not rocket science, but you kind of got to know some math about springs and calibrations and things like that.
Right. Right.
At the same time, though, window repair is nice because it's usually bigger money.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the amount of people that look it up and say, hey, I got a crack in my 200-year-old window, how much to fix the pane?
Right. And if you end up going to that job as an estimate or quoting them, they're going to charge you, you know. But if it's like 30 window installations, you know, same deal. It's just a 64. So the garage door cost per lead is like amazing though, from what I like, that's the lowest I think I've ever seen for the garage door vertical. So when I saw it, I was like, oh my goodness, that's amazing.
And how long is that pricing good for?
No, it stays locked in at that. So it doesn't go up or down on you. So we service the whole U.S. for Google Guaranteed. So depending off of your vertical, the area will be different. Like, to give you an example, all of New York, the garage door vertical is 16 per lead. But if you go to, like, California, for example, I'll tell you what it is right now, $36 per qualified lead. And so it goes up for whatever reason.
Bad.
Yeah, it's not. It really isn't. But 16, I mean, that's like super low, you know. But let me tell you too, the way your lead budget works, so let's say you do the garage door pro vertical, right? And let's just say you do the minimum budget at 208. When you take on 13 qualified leads, where you schedule an appointment or quoted each lead that came through, the following month you're charged 208 to replenish your lead budget. Now, let's say you take on 4 leads, right, and you decide to pause your leads for whatever reason. Booked out, you're letting your guys catch up, on vacation, like whatever it is. Or let's just say you only got 4 qualified leads that month. The following month, you're not charged 208. You only charge for those 4 leads you took on, which would be 16 times 4.
Okay, that's not bad. So we hit the bucket once. But we only top off the bucket later on.
Exactly. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay,
now, whatever budget you set too, right? And the reason I keep saying whatever budget, we have some clients that have like 100 lead budgets, 200 leads. So you could set whatever budget you want, right? But before we charge that, we have to do a Google Guaranteed application process. This is where we submit your insurance, we run the background check, we link your Google reviews to Google Guarantee. What we send in writing is that process can take 4 to 8 weeks, okay? I'm the main person that sets these accounts up here. When you get everything to us ASAP, like I'm talking day one, usually we have you approved for the garage door vertical within 4 weeks, realistically, okay? We do charge, though, there is a one-time application/management fee. This is to run the background check and to get you approved for Google Guaranteed. It's not like a renewal fee. You pay it one time, you never have to pay it again. That is for $250.
No, it's not bad.
Right. Now, after you're approved, we don't automatically charge your lead budget either. So you're going to get a phone call, email, and text verification, making sure you're ready to turn your leads on. You have to give us approval before we charge that and activate the leads. Okay, so
okay.
You want to be responsive to those calls, basically.
I gotcha.
All right. And the reason I always like go heavy on that, I had a client who, you know, he got Google Guaranteed verified. They went to set it, like turn his leads on. He never answered, right? So he calls me like 2 months later and he's like, Dan, I'm not getting any Google Guaranteed leads. I'm like, well, we never turned them on. So you just got to be responsive to those calls. We don't like to turn them on without you knowing because we want you ready to take the leads, basically. Does that make sense?
Right. We don't want, I get you.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So first thing I'm going to do, Wayne, everything I just went over with you, I'm going to send this all off to you in writing, okay?
Okay.
1 second. aerodoorglass@gmail.com. Is that the right one?
Yes.
Perfect. One. All right. So the email is going to be titled Google Guarantee, and I'm going to reply to the email with your vertical, the cost per qualified lead, what the minimum budget requirement is, and I'm going to copy and paste all the subcategories in your vertical too so you can see them in writing.
Now, would I be able to opt in later for the windows as well?
You can, yeah. So what I was going to recommend to you, I'm going to go ahead and send you all the information on the windows, too, so you have it.
Okay. Now, are these going to be – now, you think this is going to be more commercial or residential-based?
Great question.
Or kind of up to Google thing?
It's kind of up to the searcher, right? So the thing with Google Guaranteed, we can't specifically make it for residential or commercial. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So Google in general brings more residential as a whole, you know? We could put like on your profile that it, you know, you specialize in commercial, but that doesn't mean that no residential is going to come, you know?
Right, because I'd like to have the – that sucks because commercial garage door work is really where it's at.
Right.
Residential is a quick cash flow. Commercial, you got net 20s and 30s and 60s.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, I'm ready. Let's fucking do it, man.
Yeah, you're going to love it, man. Give me 1 second. Let me just get all this off to you. Well, let me find these subcategories. Just a heads up on the subcategories, too. You don't have to turn them all on. So you're only going to want to turn the type of jobs that you want, if that makes sense.
Ah, I like that. So we can get rid of the skylights because...
Yeah.
I don't care who you are. New builds, they fucking leak. Never buy a house with a skylight.
Really? Are they, they're that tough? Or?
Don't do it.
Really? Okay.
Dude, I don't care how good they're flashed. I don't care how much is there. They will always... leak.
Really? Okay, that's good to know.
Might be good for a couple years, but after that, dude, you're going to need a roof and sheeting and joists and... Like, I bought my house. I had 3 skylights in it. Nope.
6 months you're in, the skylight guy, too, you know?
And I was like, nope. I called the roofer. I was like, put a new roof on, get rid of those fucking skylights.
Oh, man. That's crazy.
And it, it, old chimneys. If
the
chimney,
skylights are in the window repair, though, too. You didn't want to start with window repair, right? We're starting with the garage door pro. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Perfect. I just wanted to make sure I had that right. Okay. But I'm sending you all the subcategories too on the window repair just so you have it, you know?
Absolutely.
It'll be easy because you'll already have the background check passed. We'll already have your insurance verified and your reviews. So like, let's say, 2-3 months down the line, you're like, hey, let's get cracking on those window repair jobs. It'll be like, you should be approved within about 48 hours, basically, to just add it, you know?
Well, I'm kind of thinking I want to do that too, but maybe glass replacement or something like that.
Okay.
Because a lot of the mom and pop shops are going to use Google to say, hey, some asshole broke my fucking window on my store.
Right.
So I'm thinking I want to do that, too. I mean, if I'm going to do it, I might as well do it.
And you're thinking just turn the glass installation on, right?
Glass repair, glass installation. There's a few other categories, too. I don't know if I can get those categories, though, like steel door repair, storefront repair.
Mm-hmm. So those steel door repair will show – so you're going to see a category on there that says other, right? So these aren't necessarily keywords. These are subcategories on Google. So, or, well, for Google Guaranteed. So that would still show up. You know what I'm saying? If you did like Steel Door or whatever, we just notate it. Now, if there's not a lot of companies with that on though, what will happen is it'll only show on mobile devices. So just a heads up on that.
Okay.
But that's where, that's,
well,
where
that's
everybody 99% searches anyway. Exactly. Yeah.
Right, that's where it's at.
Yeah. So, okay. So window repair vertical and garage door. Let me put the, and that way too, we'll just get you approved for both, you know, and then you can let us know at that time, hey, I want just garage door on, I want just window repair on, or, we could turn them both on, you know? So let me put that in the notes here. Okay. So what I'm going to do, the next step, okay, I'm going to assign a lead technician to your company. This is the person like actually managing your leads, okay? So they just want to meet you. They'll go over like how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly. You can always start at that minimum budget too, like I mentioned. And very, very important, they're going to be able to check and push your application through, which I'm going to have sent to you via text message and via email here shortly, okay? Now,
and I have another question, actually.
Yeah, sure.
I run out of leads, and I want more.
You could do that. You could call in. I have a client that calls in weekly just to add to it. So what I'm doing right now, I'm sending you over my direct line and extension because even though I'm not your actual lead manager, right, I'm super active in my accounts, and sometimes they get busy over there, right? So you could always call me directly as well, okay? So let me get this now. But, yeah, to answer your question, like, let's say you run out of – like, let's say you have a 50 lead budget, right, and you run out of all 50. You're like, hey, I want more leads. And they'll go over how you want it set up weekly even too. Like if you want it to be like 10 leads weekly, they could set it up that way. So if you run out of like your weekly or monthly budget, you can always call in to add more to it.
All right, fantastic.
Yeah.
Now I got another question. Did you guys see, because I did call in, I just spoke to one of your people maybe a week or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
We did purchase a shop. And,
yeah, I saw that.
It's in clearance.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't seen it updated yet on Google.
6560 Goodrich Road, right? Clearance Center?
Yeah.
14032?
Yeah.
I see in the notes, it says they updated it everywhere, but I'll send a message to that side just to double check too. Okay?
Yeah, because that's like, that's old rich white money.
Oh, okay. So that's like a prime area then.
True.
Okay.
Yeah, I know it sounds racist, but it's not. I mean, it is, but it's not.
I get it, man. Some areas are better than others. For sure.
Like, the guy who's behind my shop,
uh-huh.
If you Google search the property, I would love you to do it. Google search this fucking property. Do a satellite view. There is a property behind my property.
Okay. Doing it right
the
now.
Motherfucker's garage is bigger than my whole shop.
Hold on.
He has two access roads.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, see it in the back? He's got his
I
own
do.
Little pond and lake.
Wow.
Yeah,
these are some big houses,
right.
Too, man. Wow.
Right. That house was built for $8.8
million. Wow. Okay. So we want to target this area. I get what you're saying, for sure.
And the fucked up part is, it's his summer home.
Wow, so he's never even there. That's crazy.
I'm like, I mean, I guess I'll just go fuck myself. I don't know what to tell this guy.
Okay, I see that they updated everything, but I noticed too, like in the... in your tracking system, it still said West Seneca or however you say that, you know. So I'll make sure they know, you know. On Google Guarantee, though, in the application itself, it's going to tell you the areas that you want targeted. So, or it's going to ask you to list them. So definitely make sure you have it in there, basically. Okay?
Yeah. Well, how should I list them? Just like the area, the zip codes or...
You can do it however you want, cities, counties, zip codes. I have some clients that just put on there, you know, do what you're targeting now, right? just to make it easier, but we want to double check with Google Guaranteed just to make sure, because you'll show up as far as you want for the Google Guaranteed section as long as, like, you pass the application, which I'm sure you will. So we want to know the exact areas you want to show up in, you know, for Google Guaranteed.
Okay.
Okay.
And you're emailing all this over, so when I get to the office tomorrow, I can start the process with you?
Exactly. So I'm going to send it to you via text message and via email here shortly. What I've already sent was the base email, and I sent you my direct line and extension, and I'm going to schedule your onboarding appointment, too, with your Google Guaranteed tech, okay? Before I get all that sent over, though, for the one-time application fee, are you going to be using the same card we have on file for you?
Yes. Yeah, go ahead on that.
All right, perfect. So give me 1 second. Let me just attach all this. So you're going to get an email in a second that's going to say your Google Guaranteed campaign has begun. It's going to have a bunch of stuff on there, but the main thing is it's going to have the link to the application, which I'm going to also text to you and put in our current email thread as well. Okay?
Beautiful.
Just 1 sec, kid, brother. Billing. When we first started offering this, I used to have to message billing, right, to be able to do all this. So I told my boss, I was like, you just got to give me access, man, because it would take forever.
People get aggravated.
Yeah, for sure. It's like, oh, can you wait like 20 minutes for billing to get back to me? Like, so... Now I just do it over the phone with you guys. All right, so let me charge the application fee. Okay, let me attach Google Guaranteed to your account. All right, updates. Refresh or golden. Okay, so I'm going to send you the text, too, okay, with the application right now. And okay. I'm going to just copy and paste it in the current email thread we also have, okay? Now, here's the thing. With the application, it's going to be a one-page app, okay? Really easy to fill out. On there, it's going to ask you for that Accord document for the insurance, so you're going to want to have that, okay? Also, it'll ask you for licensing. It doesn't require a specific license, though, for Google Guaranteed for garage door or window repair. So if you have a license, cool, submit it in there. If not, just put NA for non-applicable, okay?
I mean, what I do have, like, an actual LLC drawn up by, what are those people? Somebody.
Right, or somebody in the county.
Oh my god, it's right there, it's hitting my tongue. As soon as I hang up, I'll remember.
Vistaprint or one of those guys? I don't know.
It's something. Do you remember who we went through for the LLC, Mercedes?
Whoever it is, though, just attach it. That way they have it. They shouldn't need it because it doesn't require a specific license. But at least they'll have it, just make sure there's no hiccups, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you'll see the filing through Erie County and all that great stuff.
Right. So definitely, yeah, just add that in there. Now, I'm going to schedule your onboarding appointment. When are you going to be able to fill out the application, though? I ask you that.
I'll be in the office by 9:30 tomorrow.
9:30 tomorrow. Okay, so... Do you want to schedule the appointment for like, well, let me look at their availability real fast. Okay, the 10 and the 10:30 is taken. What about 11 a.m.? Would that work for you?
11? That works for me, brother.
Awesome. Okay, so you're going to get an email calendar invite right now. Okay, it's going to say local / LSA onboarding appointment. You want to get used to that LSA term, because that's how those leads are going to come through on your phone. It'll say LSA lead, okay? So get this over. The way this will work, too, they're going to call you from our 877 number, okay? As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'm going to call first just to introduce you to the technician. It'll probably be Ivan, too. He's awesome. And you're going to get an email reminder and a text reminder 1 hour before, which is perfect because that's right when you get in the office, you know?
Right.
All right. So let me send this over. Okay. Local Splash LSA onboarding. Okay. The other thing I wanted to kind of walk you through to you right now, I know you can't pull it up, but you'll see what I'm talking about when you go to it. Because I know you mentioned to me one of your employees has a record. So when you get to field workers, right, when it says field workers, just to speed the process up, just put zero field workers, even if you have a crew. That way, when you run the background check, it's only going to be on you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right. And you'll see what I'm talking about. We don't list on the Google Guaranteed page that you have zero field workers. It's literally just for the application purposes. Okay?
Okay.
The other thing, okay, so for the background check, there's two companies that do it for Google, both very trusted companies. One is Pinkerton. If Pinkerton is doing your background check, no other information other than what's on the application will be needed, okay? If Evident is doing your background check, they're going to require you to scan the front and back of your driver's license. So just have that with you for the onboarding appointment tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
All right. And they'll be able to let you know when they create the profile which one it is, Pinkerton or Evident, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let me do one more thing, too. Let me check your reviews real fast. Client dashboard. I had it pulled up, man, and then I left it. All right. Here we go. Google listing. Okay, so you have two reviews. What we're going to need you to do, and it's perfect because the process takes like 4 weeks for the application anyways. We're going to need you to get three more reviews on there, okay? Doesn't matter if you send it to friends, family member. I even left it for some of my clients. Like, it isn't. You just need five reviews on there in order for us to activate your leads, okay? So just start working on that. Did they send you?
Yeah,
they already sent you a URL, right, for it?
Like a link?
Yeah, like a link. Let me check real fast. I know it's got to be in, like, one of the million texts we sent you. All right, let's see. That's your username and password. Here it is. Okay, so I'm going to resend you the link right now because so you can't transfer reviews from one directory to another, right? But you can from your Google page to Google Guaranteed. So all the reviews you get on that map section, we're going to transfer them to Google Guaranteed, and it'll help your map section too, okay? So I'm going to send you the link, and all you have to do, you could, like, forward that to friends, family members, previous clients, new clients, like, whoever, right? But just get three more reviews on there, okay?
Yeah, that'll be easy.
All right, perfect. So I'm texting that to you right now. Okay, let me see. I think that – oh, last thing, too. I'm going to send a message over to our Google business profile side, like our tech side, just to make sure that they change the location like you mentioned. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It looks good on my end, but I'll just double-check with, like, the person that runs that department, make sure it's good to go. Okay?
Yeah, because I know it still says on Google it's like AA landscaping or something like that.
AA landscaping. Let me see real quick. I see Arrow. Hold on. I'm using your link right now. Arrow Door and Glass. That's what it should be, right?
Right, yeah, but when people Google the address,
it
doesn't come up me. It comes up AA because that's where I bought it from.
Oh, got it. Here, let me do that search real fast. Give me a second. 650 Goodrich.
I just don't want
to see it right here. Double A Landscaping and then Maverick Electric too, right there. Okay, so I'm gonna shoot this over to them. Make sure they have it all changed over for you for sure. Okay.
Yeah, because I don't know when they do the when Google does their thing if they're gonna see it. And I was like, well, he says he's there, but we don't see it.
Right, right, right. Let me ask you too, the insurance and the license, is it the updated address?
No, but I can have them do it real quick.
Yeah, I would have them update it real fast. You know, usually all you gotta do is email them and then bam, the insurance will just change it over to the new address, you know?
Well, these guys are great. I use Byberk and I just call them and I tell them everything and they'll just, before the phone call's over, I got a document and an email.
Good, good, good. Yeah, because of Google Guaranteed, I deal with insurances all the time, right, from clients, and most of them are really good about it. Like, they'll email it to you right away, or, because that Accord document, we need that. So sometimes clients are like, man, what do I do? I'm like, well, just call them. So,
right.
But, yeah, that's good. They're on it. So I would have them change it over to it, though, because not only for Google Guaranteed, right, but also for them to change it over to the map listing, they may require you to, like, show documentation that you're at that location. Okay?
Yeah, I could do that. I can. That's not hard.
And I thought it was changed because they submitted it over, but I'll go ahead and I'll message James on that side. He's the main guy that does all that. And I'll see – I'll have him work on it personally. Okay.
All right. You're the best, man. Thank you.
You're the best. All right. Thank you so much for being a client. Look out tomorrow for that call. That's going to be at 11 a.m. from our 877 number. Okay.
All right. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
All right. Congratulations, brother. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, brother. Bye.
All right.